I sent out a text because as I walk every day, I have a Fitbit. And as I was walking, I was thinking, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be awesome if we had like a limitless Fitbit? Now, I don't know if you guys, even know what a Fitbit is, but, we can take it off mute for those of you that might be on mute. And I just want to get a show from some of the people on the phone. Who here on the phone has had a Fitbit?
Me, I
Me.
have one, but it's an Apple one.
Yeah. Me.
Okay. Cindy has one. Liz has one.
I do. I
Anybody?
wear it
Malin
every
has
day.
one.
Okay. Malin has one. Tanya, you said you have one?
Yeah.
Terry.
I've got a watch that
Yeah.
keeps track.
Okay, Terry.
Yep.
Right? Okay, so I did a little bit of research. I found out there are 31 million Fitbits out there. I want you to think about it. And what does a Fitbit do? What is its function really? What's the purpose
Track.
of a Fitbit? It's that's right.
Tracks your workouts, it tracks whatever you do.
That is exactly what I was looking for. It tracks. And so what's it track? It tracks your exercise. And how does it do that? You just tap on your Fitbit and you can see how many steps you've walked and how many steps you need to walk. As a matter of fact, even funnier is sometimes when I sit down, I'll get a little buzz on my wrist and I'll look down and it'll go, "Time to move. Let's go." Kind of reminds me that I need to do those things. And so all you have to do with the Fitbit is just tap and scroll and you have all this amazing information at your fingertips. So not only does it track your steps, which is important when you're going walking every day, it tracks your weight management, it tracks your water intake, you can track your calories on food, it tracks your sleep. It basically tracks everything, or what they call your health matrix, and
Sounds like it's
including.
tracking somebody whisking, Steve. Somebody's got their phone off mute. Somebody's whisking something.
Yeah, that's true. And it tracks your heartbeat. It tracks your stress management. It has a area for mindfulness, and so it does all these things on a regular basis. But you know what you have to do with your Fitbit every week? You got to charge it. I have to. I don't even think about it. All of a sudden it goes off or. I get a little notice that it's down to, so much battery, kind of like your phone, and so you have to put it in and charge it. And I thought, man, this is a perfect metaphor for limitless tracking because, we have to recharge ourselves all the time, which is part of the purpose of these morning calls, right? Is we get recharged when we hear other people's success. Or other people's stories, or other people's testimonials on the product. And by the time, I tell you, I can't tell you how many times I've listened to Kathy Harper, or Linda Fielder, or Michelle Wisk, or Gerald, or other people that are out there, and they give their little testimonials about what happens. And it moves me in a major, major way. So I thought, man, it would be great to track our limitless activities. And so my question is, if you could have a limitless Fitbit, what would you want it to tell you? And you can open up the phones here. If you had a Fitbit, what would you want it, a limitless Fitbit, what kind of things would you want it to tell you?
Talk to that person. If you're standing there, talk to that person.
So you're walking down the street and
That's what
somebody's there.
I said. Follow
How
up.
many
That's so
conversations
funny.
have you had?
How many conversations
How
have you
many?
had? Follow up. Talk to that person. Anything else? Okay. Okay, so it would be cool to have it do that. Would it be cool also to be able to tap it and say or see how many customers you might have in your group? How many distributors do you have in your group? How many executives do you have in your group?
LPRs.
Yes,
Oh,
exactly.
LPRs.
How many
Of course,
how
are the benchmark.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when you look at Pam Master Tracker or Terry Master Tracker or Cindy, who keeps track of everything on everything, and Tanya puts up her vision board so she can track all these things that she has, not only her dreams, but what's going on. I couldn't help but think, oh my gosh, it's the 27th of the month. We got 4 days, 5 days, if you count today, left to the end of the month. And the end of the month's on a Sunday. So, you know, really we have 4 days. You know, I'd want to know exactly where I am at all times in my limitless business. If my limitless business is a serious thing to me. And for all of you guys on the phone, you know, we're preaching to the choir here because it's a serious thing, our limitless business is. But, you know, you want to know where you are. So at the beginning of every month, we always ask you guys to set your goals for the month and to say, hey, this is what I want to do. And I've talked before about how Pam and I have talked about breaking it into quarters, or, you know, you can break it into 4.5 weeks, however you want to do it, and you can see what you're doing. But you need to know kind of where you are when you start. And like Steve Covey said, you know, begin with the end in mind. You need to know where you're going, and you need to know the roadmap on how to get there. It's pretty simple. Where am I? Where am I going? And what's my goal, you know, to get there? And if you had a limitless Fitbit, you could look at it all the time. One of the things I hope you guys do, and I know you guys take it seriously, is you go into your back office and you say, okay, where's my volume right now? How's my personal sales volume, my PSV? How many executives do I have? Am I an X3? How many other executives do I have? You know, when I think of Andy and Sarah being X5s, and I think of Kathy Harper being an X5, and I think of Cindy being an X10. I think of, wow, the amount of effort and time and work it takes to be able to reach those levels are good. How are we doing on getting towards our 25,000 in organizational volume? How many customers do we actually have? Do you know that right off the top of your head? How many customers do you think you should have in order to have 1,000 in personal sales volume every month? So, you know, all these questions that we always ask ourselves, I think a limitless Fitbit could give us all these answers, but in essence, that's really what our back office does for us, right? It's almost like a limitless Fitbit, except we can't carry it on our wrist. And I think carrying on our wrist would be really cool because it would be in our mind's eye all the time. So when I sit down and I get a little vibration and I look down at my watch thing and it says, hey, time to move, I realize it's time to move. And guys, in our business, it's time to move. In your business, it's time to move. And so, you know, I know I'm preaching to the main choir here, but one of the challenges I would like you to do is I'd like you to go into your back office at some time today and look at your volume and then look at what your goal was for the whole month and ask yourself, am I where I need to be? Am I ahead of where I need to be? Am I behind where I need to be? And like Andy says, you know, hey, we always want to be positive and we want to have a positive outlook. So don't beat yourself up if you're not where you want to be. But again, just recommit to where you want to be. Look at the volume. I also ask you to take a snapshot at the end of the month of your group and your customers and your volume and your PSV and stick it up to your next to your goal come August 1st, wherever your goal will be. Put last month's right in front of you so it's easier to define your goal. It's easier to say, you know what, I need to go find 2 customers this month. I just need to do that because if I find 2 customers this month, I'm going to be able to meet my personal sales volume. I need to go find a distributor. I need to go find somebody as excited as I am about the limitless business. And you know what? People would be as excited as you are about your limitless business if they heard some of these amazing testimonials that we've put on video. that we're able to share with people. Or you can put them on a phone on a three-way call and talk to people live and find out why they're so excited about our products. By the time I get off the phone, you know, Andy says, hey, you feel better. Russ says, hey, when I go and I just feel better. Well, you know what? I feel better all the time. There's never been a time I get off a three-way call that I just don't feel better about sharing kind of these incredible products and this incredible story. So, guys, your goal is to print off your back office and keep it somewhere where, as you're looking at your long-range goals, short-range goals for August, and your long-range goals, and where you are now and where you need to be by the end of the month, see if there's anything you can do about it. But it's great to hold yourself accountable for it. And by the way, I think the Limitless team is the most committed, competitive team I have ever felt in my life